Time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. After floating a budget this spring with a smaller enforcement bureau, closing 16 of the 24 field offices, the Federal Communications Commission will now just close 9 offices. National Association of Broadcasters whipped up a pirate radio frenzy in response to the proposed budget cuts, with the group corralling 33 members of Congress to write a letter about the budget cuts and their impact on cities such as New York. Quote, "These changes will keep field offices open in strategic locations and help ensure that the commission can fulfill its responsibilities to the public and public safety communities," unquote, said House Communications Subcommittee Chairman Greg Walden, Republican from Oregon, about the deal struck by the House Energy and Commerce Committee. NEB spokesman Dennis Wharton said, quote, "NEB thanks the many members of Congress who expressed concern over proposed budget cuts in FCC field offices, and we applaud Chairman Wheeler and his staff for resolving this issue in a manner that better protects against airwave interference. We also salute Chairman Wheeler's willingness to address the rampant growth of pirate radio, which creates significant interference challenges for radio listeners who rely daily on their legally licensed hometown stations," unquote. And Wheeler acknowledged the NAB's input in his statement announcing the new enforcement plan. Quote, "Today I circulated to my fellow commissioners a modified plan to modernize our field offices," unquote, said Wheeler in a statement. Quote, "These changes create the opportunity for the FCC to be more efficient with its resources while actually improving 21st century field activities. This updated plan represents the best of both worlds, rigorous management analysis combined with extensive stakeholder and congressional input. Chairman Walden, Chairman Upton, and other lawmakers have contributed to this effort through their thoughtful engagement. Input from industry and public safety stakeholders has further confirmed the modifications, and I appreciate the important role played by the National Association of Broadcasters in getting to a constructive result. I urge my colleagues to approve this revised plan with dispatch so that we may get on with improving the agency's productivity." This is Tom Rowe for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.